Hi there. Welcome to episode one of the Benevolent Order Disagreement Society. To my right, I have Giancarlo.
Hello.
And to my left, I have the strapping young gentleman, Zach.
Hi.
I am Dylan Edgerton. You know, we have quite the eclectic group of friends, and I always feel, we always suggested that we should have a recording device or a camera, if you will.
Because we're so funny.
And record a lot of the shit that we say. And, you know, we're actually doing it. They're here. We're on time. We're starting.
It's rare.
It's very rare.
I was drinking last night, too, so.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're kind of winging it here. We kind of need to get a little structure, but I feel like the best thing is doing it spontaneously. So let's start talking about something. Let's,
First order of business is, you know, we can do this in post, but we're clearly going to have to edit our last names.
We're not editing anything.
We are so editing out.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to...
You don't want to what?
Because I don't want to be known as Gay Basher, dude, because
well,
I got gay jokes. All I have is gay jokes.
Really?
Well, I mean, it makes sense, but...
Is that because you live with a gay guy, and what's that other thing you live with?
it's not transgender because she's going through the procedure to get the. Is she going to get a vagina?
You know we love her.
Everyone loves her. She's a pre-op.
Except for her.
She didn't give us the mics to do this, so we don't have a microphone.
She loves herself enough to have been a man before.
She loves herself. She hates her penis. I think that's fair enough to say.
Well. Why would that not... See, that's the thing that always gets me about fucking people that do the gender, like, reassignment surgery thing is, why do they start with, like, they start putting on makeup, then they start growing the hair out, then they get some tits, and then they start doing homos. Why not just fucking the whole hog, go for it, cut the dick off first thing?
Why do I say that for last? Is that the most...
That is always saved for last because it's a procedure that costs around... $20,000.
But is that in case they want to abort it? They, like, get the hair, the makeup, the skin all dead, and they're like, and at the end, they're like, holy shit, I actually don't want to do this. I don't want to cut my dick off.
They're sitting around, like, in fucking high heels and, like, their new parents. They're like,
they just start with the penis.
All my friends are right. Because if you start with the penis, then you have to go through everything else.
I mean, they have to be decisive people in order to do this kind of thing. Like, they're telling their family, they're telling their parents, all their friends now have to call Ian, Dina, like, and it's like, here's my daughter now? It was my son? But you have to be really fucking specific and really into what you're doing, but they always save the fucking thing till the last time.
Well, there's something in the dad's juice that he kept pumping into the mom because every one of his children, he has two daughters and a son.
They can't make up their mind.
And they're all gay.
They're all gay. See, I equate it to that guy who...
Would you shoot yourself?
I equate to the guy who wants to commit suicide, but he's too afraid to, so he's telling all his friends he wants to commit suicide. So he takes pills, he kind of tries, he's scared. That's like when you don't cut your dick off in the beginning. You wait to the end.
You should do it.
You do every little thing. I'm becoming a chick. You watch
I don't believe
cut your dick off. I don't believe you.
I don't believe
I want you to drop
out. I don't think she really wants to be a woman.
Yeah.
I think she's... I disagree. There you go. First disagree.
And again, no, here's another thing. She's taking the hormone, and we're calling her she, but technically she still has the dick, so I'm still going to call her he.
Yeah.
I'm going to say him.
You're going to call her because that's what she wants you to call her.
You can't just do that. I want somebody I call her to not have a penis.
So we need to just get her over here right now and just kind of be.
I want you to call me David Beckham.
She gets a razor blade
and
cuts her penis.
Call me David Beckham.
Until that day,
Beckham.
She's. Not, it's like saying you're like a waiter saying he's a fucking actor and he's never stepped on a set in his whole damn life. You can say you're fucking anything, but you're actually.
I'm David Beckham.
Yeah, this is like you know what? I feel silly calling you a girl. When you have a penis, you know? So I just, you know, I'm going to stop. I'm gonna call you a bro, you know? And, like, I'll talk to you like a dude, talk about football and stuff. Until you're really serious about this and go ahead and get that operation.
Well,
she's got tits, people. She's got tits and she's got a long head of hair. She used to be bald. When I first met her, she was a balding mid-30s man. And she started taking hormone shots and she is now a effeminate-looking... Full head of hair, man, still, but...
It's a man.
She's got breasts.
So do, like, a... My dad has tits. Man.
Yeah, but not like these tits. And that's going to sound weird.
So you're saying you've seen these tits.
Have you seen these?
No.
Yeah,
like, didn't pass. You guys live together.
But it's really awkward.
Does she do the thing, or does he do the thing when he gets out of the shower? Does he put him all, like, the towel all the way up to the top, like a dress?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's got, I'm telling you, like, you start taking hormone shots.
No.
I fucking
do. I like
taking hormone
myself.
Shots, and your breast will
develop. Myself.
I like myself the way I like this thing going on. This is good.
He's not the most in shape person to begin with.
For pure example,
Ian probably had already the visage of tits before he started taking the hormone.
Just to reiterate, we love Dina.
Oh,
okay?
I loved it.
She's gonna be listening to this.
I know.
I got your back, Dina girl.
That'd be awkward if she let us borrow her mic. Thank God.
Do you mind if I can use your equipment? I'm not that equipment.
Don't talk.
Like, oh, then what do you, does she wear, like, women's underwear? You, like, delved at
that?
How have you not talked to somebody that you live with about this kind of stuff?
You guys share a shower, right?
No, she's got her own shower.
Oh, she lives in a little room in the back.
No, I've never actually talked to her about what kind of underwear she wears because I've never been interested enough to ask. But that is, now you bring
it
up.
Aren't you just a little bit curious? I'm curious just for curiosity's sake, you know, I don't, like,
so
I'm not
am I curious about her bisexuality? Am I bi curious?
She's not bisexual. She's not. She doesn't like guys and girls.
No, she likes straight guys.
Yeah.
She likes.
And you know what
straight
guys
like?
Men. Not dicks.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so tough for her. And anyway, back to cutting off the dick first. It's like the reason.
You gotta cut the dick off first. Just make it official.
No, but
right,
like,
away.
Would you
right away. Make it official.
Like, dude, you're like, you know what? I'm thinking about going girl, you know? Like, so. Instead of, you know, trying on a wig and putting on women's clothing and stuff, I'm just going to go straight for the dick.
Go for the dick.
Just cut it off. And then you cut your dick off, and then you're kind of sitting there, and you put the wig on, and you're like, wow, I don't like this at all. Oh, no!
Oh, the best thing ever would be a really, like Scott, like a really big butch, like, lumberjack-looking dude who wants to be a woman. First thing he does, cuts off the dick, goes into a tranny bar. All the trannies are like looking at him like, oh, this fucking. And then he just fucking pulls his pants out like, yeah, you got a pussy, bitch? No, you don't. You got a fucking dick. Who's the real man now?
Yeah, but, wow.
Oh, nice tits. Got a pussy yet?
We're talking about transgendered people being alpha males now is what you're doing because that's a fucking alpha male move.
Well, you can be an alpha female, right?
I don't think they displayed.
Do you think Dina could take you in the fight? I think she has a good chance.
Yeah, man. She's from Texas.
She's a lady.
She becomes a man in a fight, I'll tell you that right now. The whole women thing.
She's delicate, you know? Like
she's a
delicate little flower. She's dainty and she displays herself in a very ladylike sense. And I appreciate her for that.
You see that, Dina? I'm with you, baby. We were gonna have Dina on the show, of course, because you know she's.
I'm not showing her this episode.
Actually ask her that question.
We're gonna have to do at least 7 episodes before I can even tell her that we're doing this because she's gonna listen to like the last episode that we did. You're like, oh, cool, that's fun. But like, if she ever goes back to episode 1 where it's just us talking
well,
about,
we'll just
her,
never. She won't be able to listen to episode 1.
You're in your house, all you just hear it on your door.
No. I'll be in the kitchen, and I'll hear my voice coming from out of a room, and I'll be like, oh, no!
What's the deal with, hey, you got pie! What's pie?
Oh, did you want some coffee? Oh, I spilled on your computer. Ooh, sorry about that.
That's a damn
You should
shame.
Listen to the next episode.
I think we just created an enemy. A mortal enemy. I don't know.
Yeah, let's not forget, Dina has her own podcast.
Yeah.
So this could be like podcasting wars. Wouldn't that be fun?
Nah, well, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would be fun. Instant audience.
All right, so we've covered. Okay, so that's.
I don't think we've covered this. I don't think this is something that needs to be aired, but we need to get some more information on this. I need to like look at a blog or something about.
All right, if we're gonna talk about it, let me just start this by saying, Dina, I love you, girl, and I don't mean anything by this. But the fun story about it is.
Don't be a dick about it.
When I met.
Don't have a dick about it.
When I met Miss Dina. She introduced herself to me as Ian, and then And we should probably be careful about using people's last names.
Yeah, don't say that. You don't have to say
that. Yeah. Introduce yourself to me as Ian. Then one of the bills for the house was in her name, so I wrote...
His name.
I wrote yeah. Ian a check, you know, first and last name.
What do you make the check out to? You? Ian or Dina? What is it? What's a real name?
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I write her the check, and she comes back to me saying, oh, you know what, Zach? I can't actually cash this because my name is Paul. So I'm like, okay, cool. So, Paul, I'll write you that check. Like, no, still call me Ian, but, you know, I cash checks by Paul. And then, okay, cut to about, I don't
know. Great name for a band.
Yeah. Cut to maybe like 6 months later, she comes to me and she's saying that now her name is Dina. And she's taking hormone shots. So, she's gone through a number of different aliases since I've known her, but bless her heart.
How do you broach that conversation with a roommate? Like, were you seated? Did she, like, pour you a glass of wine first?
Oh, no, I was...
for this.
What about gays in general in LA? What do you guys...
I'm trying to be careful.
We have great gay friends,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, my other roommate is Drew. He is one of the most fucking useful...
He can do anything.
I've never known.
As opposed to the unuseful gays?
No, but I mean, like, dude, he could...
What kind of useful things
can
he do for you?
He could fucking build you a toilet if you asked him to, man. He's one
of
those...
He could build you a toilet.
Yes.
How? He should have his own show on
the
HGTV
channel. I think I've made my point.
I don't think I need to explain any
I don't
further.
Think I need to explain that
He
at
has
all.
Porcelain casting thing in the garage.
He can sew like the wind. He's so like the wind.
And why would that even be necessary? To build... Like, oh, fuck, I only got a ticket. Shit. Drew!
The toilet's busted, Drew. I want a toilet in my room.
I think that might be the most unuseful skill.
It was the first thing that came to mind, and I feel it illustrated my point fine.
Because you could... Just because you build a toilet doesn't mean you can make a plumbing system with water that can facilitate the use of that toilet. Basically, he made a pot for you to shit in.
All right.
That's useful?
He's a very useful guy. Okay, can we... Like,
he's also really good at...
off topic here. He's
a
very useful
he's
guy.
He's also really good at tonguing my asshole.
Wow.
That's good.
That didn't happen between you guys either?
Thank God Drew doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh, he will.
Which means we can talk about him. Awesome. So, Drew, you know, he's not only useful, like, you know, he could snake... Okay, fine. What I should have said is he can snake a toilet. He actually is buying...
Is that like a code?
Like, is that a euphemism?
It's like you go to a bar, and I have a Mississippi handbag. He can snake a toilet.
Is that code for telling me my asshole?
I don't know. I'm a 28-year-old man, and I've never snaked
a toilet. He has a yellow handkerchief hanging out of his left back pocket, and he just asked me if he could snake my toilet.
Is that what you guys are calling it now? that sounds dirty.
So he's useful because he can unclog a toilet.
Yeah, I don't know why every reference I have to things that he can do involve toilets.
Yeah, you like toilets.
But that's what they do.
What do they do? They snake toilets?
They're used to dealing with pipes.
With what?
Pipes.
Wow.
Used to getting into dudes' plumbing, if you know what I mean.
I think, yeah.
So sexual.
That was less of an analogy than the snaking the toilet.
He's good with pipes.
Good with pipes.
What can I say? Anyway, so...
Now sports.
Well, what I find about... I on the opposite end, I always get confused for being a gay guy. Like, people always think I'm gay.
I still think you're gay.
Well, that's fine. But here's the thing. Well, I'm not living with you, so I can't be. I have to be fucking rude.
That's
a prerequisite.
Where all the gays live.
Okay, everything's good. Resume is good, good. You're straight. Get the fuck out.
Oh.
You're not even thinking about having sex?
They'll turn.
Yeah. You turn them,
don't
you?
They'll turn.
Oh, so you're straight?
Ian.
For now.
From Ian to Paul, now to Dina. Look what you have done.
That's right. Dina came into that house. Spider-Man.
Give me another beer. Part of their deposit is their heterosexuality. You got to leave that at the door.
So it's first and last month's rent and your heterosexuality.
And you like dudes now.
Yeah.
But no, it's the thing of like, I always get confused. Like even last night, I was at a rap party for a show I was working on.
So how many dudes did you make out with?
At least 7.
Okay.
That's not the point.
That's not gay.
I was talking with this wonderful woman that was in the accounting department, and we were talking about a job interview that I went on the other day that I nailed. And the reason why I nailed it is because the guy that came...
Okay, stop right there. Let's just end that right there. The reason he nailed it is because the guy. Cool. No, I'm good with that.
I've never seen somebody be more interrupted in my entire life.
The guy that came out for the interview, I'm sitting there...
Okay, so the guy you were nailing.
I'm on the couch. I'm reading fucking Entertainment Weekly, waiting for the guy to come get me for the interview. And I'm reading the magazine, something about, like...
Is your leg crossed as it is now?
Yes, just like that.
Okay.
And I just hear a shuffle come up, and all I hear was, "Oh my god, I love your shoes!" I was like, "All right." I put it down. He's like, "Are you John Carl?" Blah blah blah. Go out, have a smoke, sitting outside in the patio, and we have our interview. And the interview consists of me for 15 minutes talking about shoes. I'm talking about where I get my shoes, what kind of shoes I like, where I get my shoes repaired, and I tell him where to go to get his shoes repaired.
How are you having that? You have to tell everybody everything about style. That's all another topic that we need to get to.
No.
I'm just curious, like, how are you having this whole conversation while you're blowing a guy? Like, is that a skill that you also possess?
Smoking cigarette during the interview?
Yeah,
smoking
cigarette.
Outside?
That's outside.
I think every interview is
And it's called sign language, Zach. I'm multifaceted, all right?
He's good with his
hands. Anyways, 15 minutes passed by. We're talking about shoes, fuck, smoke, cigarettes. And then he was like, "Okay, so you got the job. And during the line producer is going to call you up and offer you the rate." I'm like, "Cool." And he probably thinks I'm gay. And I was telling this to the woman that's in the accounting department the last show I was at the rap party last night. And she's like, "Oh, so are you going to take advantage of that?"
See, that's what we're doing. But the question, do you take advantage of that? Let's say somebody gay.
No, but then she like realized, she's like, "Oh, but of course you're straight." Like,
now, there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But you're straight. But yes, I do take advantage of that.
If they're gay, they're interviewing you, and you're like, maybe I can say a couple things or act a certain way to help get a job.
I had a little twinkle to the eye.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. You change for women people who interview. Why not change for gay people?
I try to be like rock hard underneath my pants and then just like display. You want some of that? I'm a power bottom, bitch.
Honestly, because when you're rock hard, your demeanor is a little bit different, you know?
But I definitely have taken advantage of it. But, as I've said before, I think if I actually was gay, I would be wildly more successful than I am in my career at this point.
But I'd save so much more money.
I'm not sure if I get that.
Because the thing is, especially in a production environment, when you're working in TV or film,
it really
radio,
helps if you give blowjobs.
That a lot of the people that are the executives and a lot of people that are the hiring people are, there's a lot of homosexuals, there's a lot of women. A lot of straight guys, they're relegated to the crew, but they're not on the creative side. It's a weird thing. Like, it's like the
guy.
That's
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think if
I thought you worked in entertainment or anything.
Oh, no, we do that. Not that I was just talking about a fucking rap party and a line producer, you asshole. But
cue the rap music. God, why does that apply to cue rap music right now? I would. We're very low budget here.
But the thing is, yeah, I think I would be wildly more successful. And at some point, it's like, I get pissed, not the fact that they think that I'm gay, but they think I'm gay just because I fucking dress a certain way and take pride in my appearance. And that pisses me off. It's like, because if I'm a straight guy, I have to fucking sit around and like talk about football and wear like cargo shorts and an ironic t-shirt in order to be taken fucking seriously?
It's more in Hollywood.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Go Bears! Go Bears!
If ever there was a place to where men could actually like really be into fashion and care about their appearance and actually take time to meticulously plan their wardrobe for the entire week.
Here we go.
You,
I don't plan the entire week.
Oh boy.
I do not.
Here we go.
Carlo's the only man I know that still shaves with a straight razor. Just because he feels great after he does it.
Yeah.
Personally, I wake up, 10 minutes later, I'm out the door.
And it shows.
I look like $1 million. Yeah. 10 minutes. Like, all it takes to look like
a million
bucks.
It's also for where you're going to fucking go. Like, I'm going to a place where appearance means a lot. Like, I look very young, so if I dress older or I dress nice, people take me more seriously. You work in an office with, like, 4 fat, overweight fucking black women in an accounting department for a hospital.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But when your only basis of what you should wear and the people around you are wearing like fucking Lycra spandex leopard print tights and like nails that are like 6 inches long,
now,
yeah, you should really have to dress up. But when you're going into something like that, you do.
Yeah, but at the same time, you cannot.
How many Big Mac wrappers do you see laying around your office?
Dude, actually, people bring me half-eaten fucking McDonald's breakfast hash browns because they were, oh, I'm just too full. I can't eat this. Like, well, fucking, what's half-eaten? What the fuck am I going to do with this shit?
You know, I have people making intelligent conversation. You have, you know, Shaquisha answering her phone every 5 minutes, talking to her, like, daughter, Naisha, and telling her to not play in the backyard or something. Naisha, what I say? Hello?
No, that's just my daughter, Propecia. I named her after the drug because she made me feel so good. And she made me feel so good.
And I actually dare to say that it's actually harder. It's harder to be a straight man than it is to be a gay man.
I wish I was gay sometimes.
In a place like, I mean, obviously it's different if you're in like Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but as a straight guy, you're not, if there's any, like, anybody perceives anything about you is like a little bit off, they'll like fucking ridicule you and you're not a man, and blah, blah, blah. You can't have any thoughts of like, I really like these shoes. Or
it's
I
true.
Really like this belt.
It's true.
I'm gonna get this shit tailored up and blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, he's a fag. He's like, he looks at his appearance all the time. What a fucking asshole. It's like, you have to be this, like, this stereotypical fucking thing in order to people to deem you as a man.
In certain places, but definitely not in Hollywood, and I doubt even more so in the entertainment industry, where everyone gets by on dressing flashy as they possibly can. And the thing about it is, you're saying that your appearance matters so much in where you go. So obviously people do dress nice where you are, right?
Yeah.
So wearing nice shoes, liking what you look like, is obviously not considered gay in the environment that you work. But at the same time, spending as much time as you do on your appearance and then going into work and looking great, sure, you know, but
you look terrific.
Are you like the grain of sand in a pile of dirt, or is
here we go? Here we go. Five is up one.
Let me just say this, Joe.
That's exactly.
I was in West Hollywood at a meeting, and I went to the grocery store pavilions on Santa Monica Boulevard, right in Boys Town. Walked in, it's looking pretty good. I felt good. I've never gotten more compliments from three different kinds of gay guys. Different, like one really flamboyant, one kind of strong, the other one more butch, you know, and like, wow.
Not like those sissy weak gays.
They complimented me, like, wow, looking good. Like, you just know that, like, and it made me feel really good. I didn't get offended by it. I was like, man, if I was gay, I'd just be getting compliments all the time. Drinks bought all
the
time.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we were in our early 20s.
Yes.
And we would go out to the we would go to a gay bar to go hit on the fucking straight chicks that felt safe.
Yes.
But I would get drinks bought for every fucking, like, every 100 drink down and another drink. Man, it's fucking awesome.
Fiesta Cantina is really fun for that. I'm sure you guys did really well in the game.
We did.
Yeah.
You were there.
And you're seeing a mouse to mouth. Close your eyes.
Wow, I've actually gotten that line before.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
And you were being fucking drawn naked.
We don't have to get into that right now.
Yeah. You're the one to talk. When you were picked up at a train station by a very flamboyantly gay man, and he wanted to sketch you naked, and he said, hey, what the fuck?
Gay black man.
His name was Rodriel, and
sounds like a lotion.
And he was very talented. He was a bit pushy.
What about the drawing, though?
it was just his penis.
This is a true story.
It's like, yeah.
I'm laying down there like this, like, you know, trying to be, like, picturesque and stuff.
Quite
and,
the
like,
canvas.
Like, oh, my God.
He's got drapes and, like, fruit and bowls and, like, pillars, and it's just your dick. He's just drawing.
All right, well, I'm done. It's like, wow, 5 hours. Wow, okay, cool. I can't wait to see it. And it's just your penis. Beautifully illustrated. My God, the detail he got on my... And he was very generous. He was very generous when it came to drawing my penis.
Yeah. It wasn't a realist painting, then.
No, well, I mean, hey, it was his interpretation.
I'm not wrong. How would you say yes to that? Yes, sure, why not? Let's go to your creepy apartment somewhere off of home.
Oh, no. They had a perfectly legitimate reason.
Oh.
He offered him beer.
Oh!
That actually was a selling point. He was on the fence before.
Hey, guy I never met, I want to draw you naked.
I don't know.
Beer?
So beer man tonight.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, well,
you gotta sweeten that deal.
I was at Hollywood Island. I can't remember what I was doing. I was like,
you were obviously doing nothing and going nowhere.
No, I was
because
waiting.
You can't like, just decide to go and get drawn naked while you're drinking beer.
No, I was waiting to meet some band guy about doing like an audition or something, and I got there like 2 hours early, and I'm standing there like I'm fresh to Hollywood. Hadn't been here in like maybe my second or third time to Hollywood and Highland, so I'm just kind of looking around.
Like,
and I must have had that look,
there.
You know?
You had that smell of, I like to be drawn naked for beer.
No, I must have had that fresh face, just got off the bus look.
Roger Hall just knows that kind of fucking
he,
smell.
Come to think of it, he was a predator. Oh my God.
How did he approach you?
He came up and he's like, hey, he did it in gay voice, but he said, hey, you know,
no, do it. I want you to repeat. Be Roger L.
Do it. Be Roger L.
I'll be you. I'll be you.
Yeah, you be him. He's Zach. He's Zach. He,
and
he
was
look right
I think
at.
He was
look
even
right
Southern.
At.
Like, there's
look
nothing,
right
there's nothing like a, there's nothing like a Southern
voice.
Oh,
no. Let me be Zach.
We'll both be Zach. Let's both be
wow.
Zach.
All right. So he's like, hey, you know.
Hey, they got wax figures over here. They look real. Look at these things.
Look at that.
Look at Jake.
There's a guy selling magic tricks.
Yes, Marilyn Monroe. Okay, come on.
Be
Roger L.
He's hot.
Approach a young swooped-haired Zach.
I don't fucking remember, and I didn't have swooped hair at the time.
He remembered that you didn't have swooped hair. But you don't seem to remember anything else of that night. That's bizarre.
How does one approach, like, give it to me? Like, what generally did he say?
Hey, I know this is, like, I guess he tried to do some backstory, like, kind of lower your defenses, you know? Like, you're being approached by some strange gay black guy, you know?
Yeah. I guess be him, and lower my defenses.
Like, hey, so...
Hi.
Are you new to town? I don't remember.
All I got is this stick with a bindle on it. And a suitcase that says Oklahoma.
And a shirt that says new to town.
Alright, lower my defenses.
I couldn't help but notice you look like you're new to town. What are you doing right now?
I'm just kind of standing around here looking at... Oh shit, my wax!
We should go in there.
I kind of just got out of the train station.
Shut your head, Walt.
Begins. Lower my defenses.
Wow, that's just amazing.
Okay, no. I can do this. Alright, so he's like saying... How are you? The whole thing's like kind of okay. So basically, what it gets
you're just
down
standing.
To, I don't know how to fucking lower your defenses in a gay voice.
You're like stand. Oh, do it in your voice. You're standing in the middle of the middle of Hollywood and Highland, and he just walks up to
yeah,
you.
Quite no. In the middle of traffic, I'm just standing there, still staring at all the pretty lights.
No, but how does he approach
you're
you? Like, go through the whole thing.
Comes up, he's like, "Hey, so I'm an artist, and I was just wondering if you like what are you doing right now? You
yeah."
Know? And I'm like, oh, actually, I got here a bit early. I was just hitting on everything he wanted to hear. You know, like, I got here a little bit early, and I'm just
checking
kind of
on his list.
Yep.
A little naive. Yep.
New to town.
Let's
like,
go.
That's no
five.
Let's
all
go.
He was salivating at the thought of you being a runaway.
Is he masturbating as you're walking into his apartment already?
No,
see that?
Like, no, keep talking.
Not full on Jack. He's doing that, like, the gangbang Jack, like the slow Jack, like just keeping the wood ready.
Yeah. Come to think of it, his hand was in his pocket.
Nice prep work.
And what were you there for?
I was there to meet with a guy about a band, I'm pretty sure.
Is that like a snake in the toilet kind of thing?
That's another euphemism. So he's like, he mentioned like, okay, cool. So I told him like, you know, I'm actually here early. I'm waiting for some people to meet up. He's like, oh, so you got some time then? I'm like, you know, my walls come back up. I'm like,
your paper thin walls.
It's like, I don't know. What's up? It's like, so I'm an artist, and what I do is I find people here at Hollywood and Highland. Like, quite literally, he's done this before.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I don't think that's a first shot kind of thing.
Yeah. This isn't his first rodeo.
Excuse me, sir.
So I'm an artist, and I do nude drawings. And if you had a minute, would you want to come over? My apartment is like 3 minutes that way. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
It's always close.
Yeah, this apartment, and it literally was. It was right around the corner. Come to find out, as I did. So,
but
I'm like, wow, that sounds kind of weird. You know, I don't know if I'm really into all that. And he's like, well, I got some beer if you want to have a beer. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to post that. I'm in.
So cut to
you just made yourself a deal, sir.
To move the story along, now you're in the apartment.
Yeah, what is... explain Rodriguez.
Yeah, be as descriptive as you can.
I'm thinking a lot of, like, throw pillows,
yeah.
Candles.
You wouldn't be wrong.
Some leopard print.
Yeah. So
Africa music.
So we're walking out to the apartment, and he's making
like Yanni or something like that.
He's making small talk, you know, like just kind of being personable.
My mom loves Yanni. Yanni's a great man.
No, Yanni is very popular with stay-at-home moms and gay artists that pick up people at Hollywood.
I would venture to disagree with even that, because I'm not sure. I don't know who the fuck Yanni's.
Was he reading Maya Angelou poetry to you?
Anyway.
Zach! Shoulders so strong. Laying down on the couch. Take your hat off!
He was narrating the entire situation. Oh, wow. Dude, I could get into some meaty details about this.
That's
anyway,
what the point
yeah,
of this
wow.
is. Meaty details. Snake in the toilet.
Your puns are just spot on.
I'm not even trying to.
I know.
What happened?
All right, so we walk back and he's making small talk. We get to his apartment.
What does it look like?
You
walk in the door, what do you see?
I'm just seeing pillows everywhere.
You're absolutely right. So it was an open room, not unlike this, like a studio apartment that had a kitchen and a bathroom somewhere that I don't even know where the fuck it was.
Well, where the
bodies were.
Wow, I'm so descriptive.
There were pillows everywhere. There was a small television off to the left wall, and there was a big, gaudy, pillow-covered, Parisian-looking couch.
That's right. Like a bunch of, like a Xerxes would have. Dive on it.
Yeah.
Pillows everywhere.
Yeah. Like Greek god painting kind of. Okay, so obviously that's where the magic happened. So he's like, okay, you know.
In the MTV Cribs scenario, that's where you
would
say.
This podcast, and he was greater than I thought.
Did the couch smell like tears and shame?
Lost dreams?
No, it smelled like, like bleach and scotch.
So you just, did he get you the beer first?
Yes, he was gracious enough to do that.
What kind of beer was it?
Do
you know what kind of beer it was?
Okay, so we're here now. Like, we had a deal, sir.
You tell Hooker with a job. Can we see the money?
You take off your pants, you get a beer.
I believe
okay?
He agreed on the 400 roses. Yeah.
So he brings out the beer. True enough, I think it was like fucking Heineken or something.
Oh, you know, that's interesting.
Don't drinking Heineken right now.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Well, yet.
Not sponsored by Heineken. So. Then, you know what? I just had this moment of absolute confidence and clarity, and I just fucking, like, dropped trowel, fucking took off the clothes, completely disrobed. And
that was your moment of clarity?
I mean, this thing is okay, maybe.
I know what I'm here for! Finally!
This is
I'm
my
alive!
I've been in LA for a day, and this is my car.
I found myself.
I found myself in Rodriguez.
So hold on. Did you come to God moment in Rodriguez's apartment?
Did you
with
strip,
a beer?
Did you strip in front of him? Would you go in the back?
Yeah.
And walk out naked. How does? I need to know those details.
No, he was standing there.
You just took it off.
Yeah, I just dropped.
Did you face him or did you turn your back over?
Did you say do I have to?
Like, stop, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna make some music tonight.
You want to be a star, don't you? So
you want to make it in Hollywood, don't you?
I wasn't facing him, like doing it all slow, like in a ride.
What was your pose? What was your pose? Were you on like a pedestal, or were you like standing there like this?
Did you ask him how to sit, or you just sat? Did you sit like open leg, like
hey?
How'd you sit?
Try not to look at it.
All right, so
describe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened was, I wasn't facing him doing it slow or anything, so I disrobe, and then he's like, and then I look at him like, okay, cool, so now what? Beer in hand, taking a sip as I ask.
Naked? In front of a black gay
completely
man.
Completely naked in front of a guy that I met 5 minutes earlier.
I know your mom feels
black
like.
Gay man.
Yeah.
Did he have dreads?
Wow, I hope nobody fucking comes into this podcast halfway.
That's why I'm recapping. Black gay man.
Yeah.
Drawing Zach.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a drawing offering. Let's, like, for any of you that just came in, there's a whole backstory leading up to this. Don't think I'm just standing naked in front of a black man asking what happened.
Yeah, because that would be weird. That would be weird.
Because that would be weird.
And he's like, kind of want you like a 3-point Greek pose. Like, what did he say?
What was the pose?
No, well, okay, so this whole drawing thing, something you guys may not be aware of, because I've told these guys this story before, something you might not be aware of is it took two
I'm
seconds.
Pretty sure...
It
Wait,
took,
you went
seconds?
Back?
I went back.
Wait, what?
It took two
seconds. Oh my god!
Now, let me get there.
You're full
of
shit.
Oh, man.
No,
you're full of shit.
You can't
no,
be fine. You
no,
got
I'm
it.
Absolutely serious.
You went back?
Let me get there.
Why? Okay, yeah.
You can't tell these nuts are not amazing.
I'm
getting
into
okay,
the story.
Okay,
okay,
all right.
Okay,
okay, okay.
So, I'm like, okay, cool. So now what? And he's like, you know what? Just lay in a position that you're going to be comfortable because it's you know, it's going to take a couple hours for me to sketch it all out, you know, and do it as detailed as he plans on doing it. And I lay down, and I'm kind of... in this very relaxed pose, man, I'm trying to think of a picture that would like, and yes, my legs were somewhat spread.
Wide open.
And there was a feast of pillows behind me.
A feast of pillows. Zachism too!
Oh, wow.
What would be a transcriber?
So it was a low bed, and my feet were kind of off of it, so my knees were up a little bit, and my... And I was just, yeah, sure, naked to the world. And I was kind of, my head was back, and I was kind of looking at the ceiling, basically.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to look at...
You know, when did the tears start coming?
Oh, God, this story...
And on the ceiling, you saw Brooks was here.
Dude, this...
Where was he? Was he staying? How far away? Was he like,
he was,
what's the studio apartment?
He wasn't very, he wasn't, like, he was maybe about 3 feet in front of me.
Was
just
like,
kind of sitting on a pillow and... In that, you know, that
he's like close
pose.
Enough to smell your crack smell.
He could have been.
He,
I mean,
he
I
close enough
know.
To touch you, which he probably did, right?
He was close enough to touch me. God, this story goes really dark.
Yeah, now at this point.
Now, okay, so
this might be better than the modest.
So, this is why I had to do it twice because. So he's drawing me, and like about an hour into it, he gets the legs, he gets the head, he gets the chest, he gets every part. And then it comes time to do the penis, so he saves that for last.
Yeah, you gotta save the best for last.
Yeah, he does. That's just how he does things. He saves the penis.
Everybody's gonna get hard.
It's the most well shaded.
It's really tough to get hard
in
the gay
as
apartment. Mike's trying, man.
As in changing your gender, you always save the penis for last. That's a callback.
I'm high-fiving you right now. I'm high-fiving you. That was very good. Well done, sir.
All right, so this is where it gets weird. So, okay, I mean, it actually makes sense. Like, it's only natural because, you know, gay men like penis. Okay, I don't think that's a newsflash for anybody. Spoiler alert, gay men like penis. So, he's drawing it, and, you know, I'm just... Wow, okay. I'm not hard or anything. I'm just flaccid. Like, this is wow. Like, we're
half chub, maybe?
Half chub?
Who knows?
Half chub?
Who
you got
six,
loose?
Six,
you got
nine,
a couple
six,
beers
six,
in you? How many beers do you have that
six
point?
To nine.
Maybe two or three.
Okay, so you get
getting
loose.
A buzz.
Getting
so
a little
nice.
Loose, I guess. No, no, actually, yeah, maybe two. Yeah, three. Whatever. Anyway, so...
Yeah, details don't matter.
So, he's drawing my penis and... sounds so funny. So, he's drawing it. And, he starts to get a little heated. It's not something that I could see him, like, changing his demeanor or anything, but he's, like, you know, like, doing the fucking
pulling the collar.
His gestural equivalent of, like, pull the collar with steam coming out. Yeah.
You look over and his head turned into a cartoon wolf and he starts fucking whistling.
Hubba, hubba.
This is weird. So.
Feels good. Doesn't it?
This is when he decides to make his proposition. And his
See? It's all the lead up. The lead up.
Yeah.
Holy shit! This is amazing!
It's about to snake the toilet.
So, I don't know if, like this was all just an excuse for him to get his jollies so he could, like, blow a guy that he just met on Hollywood Boulevard. Like, he actually went this far around just wanting to blow
you
some stranger
have to appreciate
that he
yeah,
learned
that's
how to
commitment.
Draw.
Yeah. That's good.
That's like,
okay.
I might just let you do it. You know, like
it's a pretty
you.
This was all just for that. Oh, get over
what,
here.
What
do
we
do
to try and get chicks? I mean,
I appreciate the lead up.
Yeah, the lead up is good. The build is
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So he's like, look, what I'd really like to do right now is give you a blowjob, and I'm kind of like, wow. You know what? No. That no, that's
and then,
good.
And then he takes
I have
my fresh six pack out from behind him.
I mean, Heineken can refresh.
He just pulls out a revolver and puts it on the table. Yeah,
it's not money; it's just beer. Maybe another Heineken will
change
your mind.
This is a Pacific.
Yeah.
So
with a line.
So I'm feeling really weird at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, it's kind
of
getting
only now
yeah,
is the weirdness actually setting in, and I now comes my actual moment of clarity. I'm looking around the room and like, wow, I am in a room with a gay black man that I met an hour and 5 minutes ago.
Why did it matter that he was black?
To blow me.
Why does it matter that he's black?
Okay, sorry, gay guy, whatever.
It just matters.
It was details, man. Like, it's
shifty.
Details. Anyway, so. I'm like, okay, saying absolutely no, and he starts with the whole sales pitch of it. Like, honestly, if you just close your eyes, it'll sound. It'll feel like a girl, and this is where this entire story started, people. When someone, I can't remember who it was, said, "God, if you close your eyes, it'll feel just like it was you." Close your eyes, it'll feel.
Did
just
you
like
even think this story was going to come back to you? Could you imagine, like?
Yeah, like an hour later, like we come around to where like this thing is actually.
I think this needed
me.
To get out, Zach. Tell us the next part where you cry.
I feel bad. Anyway, so he's like really hard pressed, and he's like actually pitching this idea of giving this straight man that he just met a blowjob. And I'm like, look, actually, this is weird. And I kind of start to get up. He's like, no. I'm sorry. Sit down. Let me just finish real quick. And he tries to like do damage control at this point. He's backpedaling as much as he can because he's about to lose his fucking pupil here. You know,
right.
Like, I'm not gonna fucking sit here if you're gonna really like hard press me to give me a blowjob.
Watch the language.
Yeah.
It's a fun city, and you're the mayor. Jesus, I don't even know that you're making a blowjob for 10 seconds. Was he? Did he want? How did he want to blow you? Just like you laying back on the thing, and he.
Yeah, like apparently he was very proud of his blowjob.
Did he want to have sex with you?
What did his lips look like?
Who knows where?
It did he have nice?
Can you draw him for us?
Did he have stubble? Because that
yes, he had a little bit of like that kind of like French, just very thin.
Did he have dreads?
I knew he was French.
He had dreads.
He sounds like he's French.
Does he have dreads?
No, he had longer hair, but it was up in a tight bun.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it was dreads, but it was tied back.
What's that funny?
That's just funny. Like the picture.
That's what I pictured.
You could. It could have been a hot Rastafarian girl.
Yeah. Maybe it was a girl all along. Maybe you didn't want to have him blow you because you actually wanted a guy to blow.
So what happened? What happened?
All right, now this is going to get graphic for all you younger viewers.
It's already graphic.
It's already graphic.
So,
I applaud the younger viewers that are still.
If there are kids,
if you're listening, turn it up.
If there are any women listening, what happens with the male anatomy when it becomes completely and utterly just turned off? I guess is the best phrase to come to, but just basically disgustingly turned
it's like a turtle.
Off. It's kind of starts to hide, I guess would be the word I can say.
Your dick was like, I don't want any part of this.
If you're not smart enough to get out of here, I'm leaving.
Never more terrified in his life.
Yeah. So it starts to actually retract. And the problem that this creates is he's already like drawn the outline and like basically drawn my penis.
Oh my god! Oh my god, boy! Boy!
You really?
Stop moving!
Are you saying you had to fucking...
Shut up! Let me get
no
this.
Way.
Well, I thought you knew this.
No, you didn't tell me this shit.
Alright, so...
How do you
it
not
starts,
tell people
it starts
this
to
shit?
Retract, so he's losing shape of what he was drawing. It's like if you're trying to... Yeah, if you're trying to draw a penis and it gets smaller...
How can he lose the image when it's fucking burned into his psyche? Okay.
Anyway, so he's like... Like, please just let me finish. And I'm kind of sitting there just like, fucking, my little man is trying to hide from this situation right now, as I should have been. Anyway.
Why have you not put clothes on by now? Like, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
After the blowjob.
I don't know. I was somewhat, like, I was trying to help him out, I guess. Because, like, fuck, if I sat here for fucking 2 hours already, I'm not just going to
stop.
How'd you help him out?
No.
He had this light bulb go off. Like, look, and he actually he was very aware of it. Like, look, I'm trying to draw this, and I've noticed that you're not where you were about, you know, 5-10 minutes ago, and he's like, was it me?
You're not yourself lately.
Yeah, you're not yourself, like, basically, yeah. It's like, was it me, because with the blowjob thing, and I look at him, like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think, Roger?
No, maybe. Yeah.
So he's like, look, I just want to see if I can finish this right now, please, come on. And he's like, look, I have a straight porno. And this is where the TV that I mentioned comes into play. So the TV on the left wall, he's like, look, I have a porno, I can put it on if it would just kind of get you back to where you were, you know. And
where were you?
And I was still on the couch in that same
scene. No, I mean, like, where were you? Like,
I was turtle shelling at this point. Oh, where was it? Where was it? Normal?
Just flaccid, like,
but flaccid.
Not flaccid.
Not hard,
flaccid.
not even as.
You were like,
give me
two. I think
you
might have.
You were loose, you had a couple beers.
You're no man's
land. You're like.
Yeah, basically that.
You probably had the fucking after sex boner kind of deal where it was just like, it's a little engorged, but not all the way, and it's not going to get there.
But you didn't have sex, and
you were.
You
weren't completely. No way you were completely flaccid.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. I'm not going to actually even comment on that because I know where it would lead you.
Enough comment was just had.
So, you know, just in trying to salvage this thing, like, fuck, I already sat here for 2 hours, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. Go ahead. Put your goddamn smile.
How early were you for this fucking appointment?
Apparently pretty early.
But
I got a text, like, midway through saying that the guy wasn't going to be able to make it.
Thank God.
Now,
this
is when I was, like, 22 years old, by the way.
Yeah,
that's true.
Anyway,
we're young.
Yeah, so he put his porno on, and sure enough, got back to where I was. But then again, like it's like watching a woman undress or something, you know, or watching a woman play with her breast. Whatever does it for you, as far as women do, it's the same thing for I guess a woman or a gay man to watch a penis grow. When a penis, you know, starts moving, I guess, like, just the movement of it kind of sets them in some
kind
of
horny rage. Were you just watching it, or were you touching yourself?
No, just watching. Just watching, so he could get back to where it was before, so he could finish his fucking drawing.
What was the scene? What was the porn?
It was a very tame, this is like a regular porno. It wasn't anything like fucking...
Any names you recognize? Like Janet Jameson?
No, it was just like your typical porno.
Was it a VHS or a DVD?
VHS.
No way.
It was a VHS.
Oh, that's dirtier.
How do you
for
get back to where it was when you got a gay black guy?
For some reason, that
you
seems dirtier. That he,
I
would he have a VHS of straight porn? Like, that seems like he does this a lot.
Yeah, how does he have that there? Because he's had this happen to before.
And then you think about the fact that you're laying on a couch where he's fucking blowing straight dudes. Okay.
He's a turner, Zach.
He's a turner. He's a guy. This is not his first picnic, man. You were on a sex couch.
Yeah.
Gay man sex couch.
Yeah, I'd say I was probably on
that. Sweat
probably
HIV on that couch.
I was. I don't know. I didn't even actually consider that at the time. Anyway,
you didn't consider a lot of shit at the time.
Apparently not. So he's sitting there and he's watching the penis. This is happening. He's watching the penis actually go from turtle shelling to back to like where it was before, and this.
And he's like, no more!
Yeah, like this is almost too much for him to bear. Like, he can't even, like, fucking concentrate.
He's got, like, a fucking measure. He's like, okay.
Continuity, Continuity.
Turn out the porno. It's right where it was.
No, but, like, he's obviously getting heated again because he's watching, you know, what turns him on, which is penises. So, he just kind of gets this, like, angry, kind of like just bitter, like passive aggressive way of saying, like, I don't know why you wouldn't just let me blow you or something.
He gets bitchy.
Now he's getting sassy. Now the brat comes out.
Sassy now.
Now the brat
like,
comes
he's,
out.
He's hot and bothered that he can't do something about this. And it was at this point, like, you know what? Okay, cool. You know that. Like, finally. Finally, this
are you done? That's the point.
And I
you
had
done?
Enough.
You had your other moment of clarity.
Yes.
How many moments of clarity?
My third moment of clarity in this entire situation.
Takes you three, yeah.
Apparently it did. And at that point, like, all right, dude, you're going to get snotty about this. I'm going to take my penis and go.
Can you leave your penis here? I'll borrow it for a little bit.
Yeah, so that's when he had to, like, he had my number through us just, I guess, walking up there or something. Because he was going to send me what he had just finished, but it wasn't done. So he was sending me messages on MySpace and calling me, and eventually...
Exchange numbers.
Yeah.
After the arguments or before you got to
have. Well, I wanted to see what he
did. Hey, let's remain friends here. Let's remain friends here.
Look, I don't want you to give me a blowjob, but why don't you just give your number?
You seem like a swell guy.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah,
it touch.
You seem trustworthy. Come
on. Dude, if you had sat there and endured as much as I just endured, would you not want the final product? Would you not want the
I wouldn't be in the goddamn apartment.
I can't comprehend
that.
My brain is not worth that level.
Like, let's get beyond whether you would or wouldn't be there.
Would,
if
yeah,
you were.
I wouldn't. The 10-year-old
I'd have to be roofied the fuck.
I'd be fucking whistling and saying stranger danger and fucking running down the street asking for an adult.
I would have to be drugged to be there, and I would not remember anything. I'd wake up, and I'm like, what?
Oh, wait,
but.
Yeah. You went back.
So after...
the return.
Yeah, after about 3 or 4 months of him just pressing me so hard. Fuck you guys. And I eventually just said, fuck it, yeah. All right, let's do this, and let's finish it. Because I think he sent me the pre-finished product, and it wasn't...
It was a stick figure with a big stick.
Stick figure.
Yeah.
Wait, you can draw!
You took one of your fucking MySpace pictures for the head and drew like a stick figure body with a huge dong.
You've been had, bitch.
That took 3.5 hours! So
yeah,
what happened?
No, the next time I went in, it was like the same position, but he did the job and he wasn't pushing it anyway, and it got done.
Do you have the copy of this?
Do you have the copy of this?
It's in my email account somewhere. I fucking better still have that because after enduring all that,
what was he planning to do with that?
Yeah,
we'll put it on an art display. Like,
does he have a website? Does this guy exist? Like he has like. Do you know if he's,
you
do you know his last
Google
name?
Google Rodriel, right?
Rodriel. And if we Google Rodriel, we could probably see Zach's fucking shame picture.
I'm gonna have to look at that.
I don't think you're gonna find it.
I think we can.
I think for the listeners at home, we will provide a link for this if we find it and
no,
put it on a website.
Yes,
so
we have to.
We
no,
can
we
see
will.
Zach's
yeah.
shame Rodriel portrait.
All right. Well.
In fact, I want to actually call Rodriel, and I want to have Rodriel come on the show, and I want to get Rodriel's take on it.
I
want to
get
Rodriel.
So I'm sitting there just drawing this stupid-ass white boy that just came home to me.
We're going to get Rodriel.
Totally
out.
And then he's like,
why don't you just blow me?
And I was like, no, I'm a fucking professional.
That's not how we do things.
Yeah. I was just standing there at Hollywood and Highland looking at some wax figures.
And this guy comes up to me and is like, hey, I want you to draw me.
You look like you can draw a dick. I will buy my own beer, and I will go back to your place, and I will pay you to draw my penis.
You know, you can put your beer on the table.
And I think that is the best point to end this, our first podcast for the Benevolent Order of Disagreement Society.
Benevolent Order of Disagreement Society. Does everyone close with an impression of something? Zach.
An impression of something?
Impression of anybody. Carlo, you're a great impressionist.
Not really.
I don't want to end with an impression.
A little Sean Connery, I am the last one.
You're
a little Al Pacino, wow! Charlie! That's
pretty close to Zach, actually.
Whoa.
Zach does an amazing Al Pacino.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Stay tuned for episode 2, and we'll be back with you guys shortly.
Podcasting.
See ya.
Podcasting out.
P-O-D-S.